You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord, welcome to Thank You, Jesus, an Hour of Prayer. This is where we are praying. Amen. This is where we are laying it at the feet of Jesus. I am Mika, and you are blessed, and I am humbled and honored that we can enter into the Spirit together. Scripture informs us that when two or more of us are gathered in His name, there I am in the midst. Oh, Shandarabusikia. Wait a minute. Because our scripture, the Holy Bible, the Word is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. And it doesn't lie. Amen. And so, if this is the truth, that when we are gathered in His name, He is in the midst. Oh, can we just stop for a second and slow down for a second or turn down the TV, whatever else is going on? But if He's in our midst, what do we do when royalty enters our midst? Amen. What do we do when the President of the United States enter our presence? What do we do when a dignitary enters? Doesn't matter what we have going on, we stop. And even if it's just for a second, because, you know, you may be working or doing something where it's like, I can't stop, but my heart is positioned to God and I want to be in this place of prayer. But just for a moment, just for 1 second, let us stop. He is in the midst. He is here with us. He is here. He is there. He is with us right now. He is omnipresent. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. We need you, Holy Spirit. As we enter into this moment, you know everything, everything. You know everything. You have the answer to everything. You have the solution to everything. You have the supply to everything. You have the remedy to everything. You have the medicine to everything. We come to you with right now, even if we're not articulating it, hallelujah, with our tongue. We're articulating it maybe with our minds, with our hearts, our souls articulating it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. And so, God, thank you for your presence. Can we just breathe in His presence? Thank you for your presence. May we smell your presence, oh God. May we even taste your presence, oh God. May we feel your presence, O God. May we feel your presence, not just in this moment, but as we step forward out of this moment into the next moment of faith that you have for us. May your presence, O God, be so heavy on us. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We humble ourselves and we seek forgiveness and repentance, and as we are in your presence, we ask that you will wash us anew, O God. Clean us, Heavenly Father, for we can't even begin to clean ourselves up. Clean us up, O God. Purify our hearts, O God. Purify our minds, O God. Purify our eyes, O God. Purify our ways, O God. Purify our hands, O God. Purify our feet, O God. Purify our lives, O God. Purify Resha Tabasandaya. Purify our interactions with people, O God. Ooh, hallelujah. We thank you for the purification, that process that you are putting us through and that we're submitting to. Purify our conversations, Heavenly Father. Purify what we watch, O God. Purify what we listen to, O God. Purify what we consume, O God. And I'm not just speaking of bread. Scripture says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of your mouth. We are hanging on every word, excited to hear and receive the next word. God, we thank you, Ebashaya, for your instruction. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Pour it out on us. Cover us. Hallelujah. We thank you for the peace of God, your peace that surpasses all understanding. We receive your peace. Hallelujah. Reba Shaya, your shalom. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Purify us of disease, O God. Purify us of iniquity, O God. Purify us of transgressions, O God. Purify us, even purify our lives of hardship, O God. Purify, O God, of the excess stress, O God. Purify of the worry, O God. Purify, hallelujah, the fear, O God. Remove it, hallelujah, barabushindia. Lord God, we thank you. Purify us of the doubt. Purify us from the unbelief, O God. Purify us, O God. Hallelujah. Purify our faith, Lord Jesus. Expose any areas in our faith, O God. Hallelujah, where there's angst and where there's worry, hallelujah, and where there's doubt and where there's timidity, hallelujah, and where there's double-mindedness, hallelujah. Thank you, O God. Purify the places, O God. Oh, purify us of the areas where we are settling. Lord God, hallelujah. We say hallelujah. We thank you, O God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you. Scripture says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Let's read. Wow. Let's read. Let's read. Let's see what the message version of the scripture says. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Ah, yes, Lord. Instead of worrying. This is what I believe the word of the Lord in this now of our hearing. Instead of worrying, pray. Instead of fearing, pray. Instead of doubting, pray. Hallelujah. Instead of unbelieving, pray. Instead of double-mindedness, hallelujah. Pray instead of instead of engaging in the anxiousness, pray. Hallelujah. Instead of focusing on our abilities or inabilities. Come on, somebody. Those places where we feel insecure. Pray instead of looking at the lack and recounting and detailing the lack and the empty and the hardship and the stress. Pray. Ah, hallelujah. Instead of listening to the report of man and rehearsing the report of man, pray. Ah, yes, Lord. Pray. That's what we're doing. That's how we live. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. Pray. Pray. Instead of focusing on the hurt and the disappointment, pray. Oh, God. Yes. God is telling us. God is telling us. I believe this is God telling us. Pray. Pray. Prayer is powerful. Prayer changes things. Hallelujah. Prayer is the answer. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Pray. Pray. Why is he telling us to pray? Because he hears us in that place. He hears you in that place. He's meeting us in that place. He's moving in that place. This is what he wants out of our relationship with him. It's pleasing to him. He wants us to run to him with every issue. Pray when it comes to the issues. Pray when it comes to the problems. Pray regarding the situation. Pray regarding the letdown. Pray regarding the responsibility. Ah! Pray in the little place. I'm just reminded of scripture about when it speaks not to despise the little, right? And then I'm also hearing too much is given, much is required. And so when him making us ruler over much. And when we become ruler over much and when we are given more responsibilities, listen, we can bring that same mindset in the little and that same doubtful living and doubtful thinking and worry living and worry thinking into the much that we were praying for in the answer. And now we take it in that and we are missing the opportunity of living with him in the blessing. Because our minds haven't been renewed and we are not transforming in those places where he's inviting us to trust him. I hope some of that made sense. I shut the boots. Oh, Lord. Pray. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. I hear somebody saying, yeah, that's easier said than done. Okay, well, we can still practice it. We may mess up. We may fail. We may drop the ball, but pick it back up. Pray! Let's not stop praying. Apostle Paul says in another one of his epistles, to pray without ceasing in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians. Hallelujah, chapter 5. Hallelujah. Ooh, let petitions and praises shape. You guys, wait, hold on. I can't even. Wait a second. Listen. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers. This is the message version. Letting God know your concerns. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers. Ooh. So we use that worry place, hallelujah, amen, not to stay there, not to live there, not to take up residency there, but to use that, hallelujah, to shape how we pray. To shape, oh God, There's a need here, and you are the supplier. So I'm presenting this to you in faith that you are able. I'm not able, but you are. I don't know, but you do. I don't understand, but you do. I always say, if out of God and myself, if somebody needs to know, I would rather God know than me. If somebody needs to understand, I would rather God to understand than me. If one of us need to have the way, I would rather God have it than me. Hallelujah, which means what? There's going to be a time, a section in time where I don't have it and I don't know it and I don't understand it. And it not making sense to me, but it does to God. And I'm trusting you, Lord. Okay. Listen, let's just start again because it's just good. It's just yummy. This word is just delicious. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Oh, can we read this again? Can we read this again? Let's hear it. Like I hear like you're reading a bedtime story or something. Let's, as you hear it as the Lord speaking to you. And maybe whatever else he may whisper in the midst of these words. Of life, of peace, of resolution, of wholeness, of deliverance, of breakthrough, of goodness, of satisfaction, of joy, of peace. Oh God, we thank you. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers. What is the worry regarding the finances? What is the worry regarding the health report? What is the worry regarding the family report? What is the worry regarding the work report? What is the worry regarding the relational report? What is the worry regarding the past report? Come on, somebody. What is the worry regarding the disappointment report? What is the worry regarding the rejection report? What is the worry regarding the insecure report? What is the worry regarding the pride report? What is the worry regarding the unforgiveness report? What is the worry, hallelujah, regarding the not letting go report? Come on, somebody. What is the worry, hallelujah, regarding the career report? What is the worry, regarding the personal report? What is the worry? Oh, I hear someone like the generational report and the heredity report. Sometimes we can get stuck in, you know how like sometimes with health issues they look at like, you know, your mother or your mother's mother or your father's father and stuff like that. What is a worry? What is the worry? We use our petitions and praises to shape our worries into prayers. I believe that God wants to show who he is in this now time. I believe that God calling us to a place inviting us to a deeper place, a richer place of prayer is because he wants to introduce us, hallelujah, to who he is as a miracle worker, as provider, as healer, as a way maker, as confidence giver, as transformer. He is the only one that can transform people, as the one, hallelujah, who finds the lost, the one who recovers, oh God, the one who redeems, the one who saves, the one who renews, the one who reconciles, the one who breaks free, who liberates, hallelujah, Baba Sandaya. Oh, hallelujah, we thank you, oh God. Oh, we thank you, O God, the one who sets us free from the waywardness, the one, hallelujah, that sets us on the path of righteousness. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. He wants to introduce us to him in another way and in another capacity. I'm reminded of Scripture. He introduced, hallelujah. Hold on, y'all. Somebody say he introduced. We see it. It's Scripture. Him introducing himself in another way to his people, to his child, to the one that stepped out on faith and is walking and living by faith and by faith only. We see it with Abraham, when he calls Abraham to take his son, his only begotten son, the one that he promised to Abraham when he was Abram. And now he's saying, do something that sounds crazy. Take your son, hallelujah, and give him, sacrifice him, right? And go to a mountain, go to a place that I'm going to show you. Abraham left, not knowing exactly where, but it wasn't until the going that he was able to, he knew the mountain, he knew where. But it's on that mountain that God introduced him, on that mountain of faith, that God introduced him to Jehovah Jireh. I'm trying to think, because we have a couple of different places that the Holy Spirit put on my spirit just now. Maybe we should just go and visit them. Can we go and read them and pray through the reading of the word? This is how we live. This is the answer. This is the answer. Hold my phone. This is the answer for us. We must depend on this. This, hallelujah, is our breath, is our life. God. It's our breath, it's our life. I'm depending on it. I'm depending on him. Jesus. Okay. Let's see. I'm turning to it. Amen. Praise the Lord, somebody. Okay. Let's see. I don't know. We're just going to read, right? We're going to read and we're going to consume and we're going to let the word of God marinate us and have its way with us. And not always we coming and being so hands-on with the word, but being passive and allowing the active word to work and have its way with us. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, God, thank you. We need to humble ourselves and I allow the word and submit to the word, which is alive and active, submit to it, doing what it wants to do, circumcising our heart, circumcising our thought life. Even if it hurts, I submit. I know that the Holy Spirit will give us the holy anesthesia, but I submit to the place of this word wanting to change me so I can be more like Christ. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt, test Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am, living in his presence. Behold, here we are, Lord. Behold, here we are, Lord. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac. This is not an easy thing, but here I am. So what if it's easy? So what if it's hard? So what if it hurts? So what if it feels good? So what if it's uncomfortable? So what if it's comfortable? So what if it's inconvenient? So what if it's convenient? Conforming to this world has us being so feeling oriented. Oh, I don't like that. Oh, I'm not going to do that. Or me, 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 me. No, so what? This is the place I'm trusting God. You see, Paul, Apostle Paul, says that he rejoiced in his weaknesses because that's when the strength of Christ, the glory of Christ, that's when Christ rests on him, rests on us. Hold on. Okay, no, we stay focused. Somebody say stay focused. All right. He said, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah and offer him. So he did tell him where. And offer him there a burnt offering upon one of the mountains. Ah, that's where he said one of the mountains. We don't know which one yet. He ain't going to know until he step out, which I will tell thee of. God's going to do what he said he's going to do. Whatever he told you, whatever he showed you, he's going to do. He is not like man that he shall lie. He is going to do. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife. And they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. Listen, he knows his God. He's speaking from the knowing, not from the trying to understand this thing that's happening and the thing that God has me doing, but from the knowing and the revelation and the wisdom of God, right? What scripture say in the Proverbs that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom? And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand. He continued with the instruction until he heard the next instruction, until he heard the next word. Continue. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care if it looks opposite. Continue. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Are we withholding anything from God? Are we placing an importance on things and people that in such a way that is exalted over God, and they're becoming or have become our God in the fear of not having, and the fear of this keeps us in serving them or it or the thing in some way rather than God? I don't know. That's just a. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh. He's now meeting it, being introduced in another way, or reintroduced to God in another way. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. It will be provided. Ooh. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that as we walk by faith, as we walk on every word that proceeded out of your mouth, it is in that place that we are introduced to you in another way, that we come into an intimacy with you, hallelujah, that is richer and sweeter and better, hallelujah, than anything this earth can give us, hallelujah, someone. Look it, I just flipped, and it flipped to right where the Holy Spirit wants me to go with Moses. You see, he introduced himself to Moses in another way, in which Moses didn't know him as. I believe that us being on this topic, God is introducing us to him in a whole nother way, alivening our walk and our relationship with him in a very real way. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to read. Let's see. Exodus chapter 3, verse 10. I think I'm going to start here. No, I'm going to start at 1. Let's see how we do. Amen. Scripture says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. We need to hear the word. In the biblical times, they would just gather in the temple and just hear the word. Open the scroll and read the word. So this is a holy place for us just to be, right? Even in the simplicity of, in trusting that the Holy Spirit, as we receive this word into our system, into our minds, into our eyes, into our ears, into our hearts, into our souls, that it even when we leave this place, will start like a scripture says, out of our belly flows rivers of living water, start welling up in ministering to us and speaking to us. That's what I believe in transforming and us hearing in a whole nother way. I believe this. I believe this. Can I have another second and just like on this point? Do we just gather and just read the word out loud and then that's it? And trust that it is the sermon. And it will preach to us. And it will teach us. And let the Holy Spirit be the preacher and the teacher. Do we do that often? Do we see that often? I wonder, how would we respond if we go to church and it was just the reading of the word and amen, shalom, God bless. I don't know. Okay. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. It's the same thing that Abraham said. Here am I. Who's in our proximity? Whew. How close are we to the Lord? Can we get closer? Can I get closer? Yes, I can. How are you inviting me to get closer to you? What about that being a desire? What about that being a thing that I'm chasing? We're chasing. Getting closer to God over being all successful on the earth, over being all famous on the earth, over being all with a wealthy resume on the earth, over being all in the network, in the who's who, in the knows of the earth, and over all the having the finest of the finest on the earth. Ain't no finer than God. Ain't no richer than God. Okay, I'm just saying. Thank you, Lord. Here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people. Yes, do we hear him? He sees what you're going through. He sees what he understands. He knows what you're feeling, the pressure, the worry. The feelings. I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. He has a plan. He has the plan. He has the way out. He has the answer. He has a provision. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear him saying to someone, one of us, some of us, the story doesn't end here. It's a page turner. He about to turn the page. He about to turn the things around. Even to the point where people wouldn't even believe what happened to you, or where you came from, or how hard, how dark it was, We thank you, Lord Jesus. Unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hebites and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I, that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee, that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. Come on, he is introducing himself to Moses and to his people in another way, not off of who they knew him to be, but off of a right now. And may even us in our walk with God, we're not dependent on the knowing of yester and maybe the knowing of our parents and the knowing of our childhood of, oh, I grew up in church or, oh, I've been walking with God. No, but the right now. And so even if that requires a shaking up of things and a doing things another way, hallelujah, or entering into a new. I don't even know what that means, but whatever God is, however that looks for us. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. I am. This is our first time of meeting. In the Hebrew is Yahweh. It's our first time meeting Yahweh. I believe that as we are walking with God, praying, submitting our petitions and praises to allow that to shape the cares and the worries and the concerns that we are meeting God in a new way. I thank you. We thank you, God. Let us come into a new relationship with you. We invite a new walk with you, which means that you may shake up where we've gotten comfortable in our walk with you. We invite the new intimacy with you. The new relating with you, the new praying and worshiping with you, the new of reading our word with you, the new of submitting in our own understanding and mindset and even tradition and no, this is how that doesn't even make sense. Like even when it comes to the spiritual things, is there anything in our spiritual walk, in our spiritual doings that have become callous that now we just rely on the doings of versus relying on you? Again, I think one example is the thing of just gathering, hearing the reading of the word and leaving it like that. Not a 5-point sermon, a 1-point sermon, a 3-point, but just leaving it like that. And Holy Spirit, I trust that this word was deposited in my heart, in my mind, in my soul. Allow it to minister to me through the week, through the month, through the year. Let your word minister. Let me get acquainted with your word, with you through your word. You are the word, Jesus. We thank you that your word is active in every area of our life, in eradicating and fixing, in healing, in increasing, hallelujah. And even I see it as a key, opening doors, and your word is the instruction that we live by. Ooh, we thank you for your word, and we thank you, oh God. In this week, we're praying more, and we thank you, Holy Spirit, and we thank you, Lord God, and we thank you, Jesus Christ, for how you are meeting us, and we're meeting you in new ways, exciting ways, boring ways, humble ways. May your word ignite in us. May we become on fire for your word. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Thank you for this time. Thank you, Lord God, for everyone under the sound of my voice. Thank you for blessing us in this place. Thank you for blessing this hour of prayer. Let it be what you so desire. Bless everyone, Lord God, in their very specific fingerprint way of what they're needing. I thank you that you are, he is moving on your behalf. Do you believe? Do you believe? Amen. We'll see you next week in the same time, the same place, by the grace of God. And remember, with God, all things are possible. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai veshmerecha. Ya'er Adonai p'navelecha v'ikoneka. Yisa Adonai. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.